Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. We got a heck of a show today. Kane and Caitlin Brown will be in together, which is pretty cool. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Okay, here we go. Let's go around the room here. He does our video things, and sometimes he sings. It is producer Eddie. Hey!
So on the show, sometimes we do these lists of, like, best TV shows ever, and MASH always comes up on these lists. I know, like, the best
it's like
finale.
Like the 70s show, right?
Yeah.
It's the most watched finale ever because there were, like, two channels.
Right.
Right. But I was watching Hulu, and it pops up, MASH, and I'm like, let me try it. I've never watched MASH. I'm starting to get it. Like, I've watched four episodes of MASH, starting from season one, and this show is good.
It reminds him of his childhood.
No.
Oh, is that what it was?
It's taking him back.
That's why I like to watch shows like Alf and Friends.
Yes. Yeah. Guys, Memory Lane.
I didn't watch MASH. Oh. I remember it kind of being on TV.
You didn't watch Gunsmoke and then go right to MASH?
No. Oh.
Bonanza.
Is it in black and white?
No, it's in color.
I think some of it's in black and white. I think maybe the early
No,
season?
Man. It's in color. Y'all stop it. It's not that
but like
old.
Like a muted color.
It's the 70s. That was still in color.
Okay.
But look, it's funny, but it's like taking place in the Korean War. So it's dealing with war and sadness at the same time. Dude, this is, I don't know. It's got like 14 seasons. I don't know if I can watch the entire thing, but so far I like it.
So are you saying that back then it was ahead of its time even?
Yes, absolutely.
The original CBS airing and all syndicated versions were in black and white.
Well, that's
looks
weird.
Like they
I'm watching
it.
Season one. Oh, that's possible.
Yeah, the remastered was released for Hulu, and there were color versions, but they were black and white at first. So you told me I was crazy. I knew I wasn't because I used to like have MASH would come on before wrestling sometimes when I was a kid.
Really?
So I'd catch that Magnum PI. So I'd catch like the in 7 minutes of those.
Dang, I didn't know that was in black and white.
But MASH is pretty good.
MASH is good, dude. Hey, you have Hulu, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give it a shot.
Okay, I sure will. Up next, if life, I'm not gonna give it a shot.
I know you won't.
I'm just getting on to the next thing. If life had a back of the class, he'd be sitting there. It's Lunchbox, everybody.
Yeah.
Totally do not even understand what that means, but there is good news out of this whole thing, guys. I called the news, and it appears that I am going to be on the news.
You called the tip line?
The tip line. I called the newsroom to give them my story idea because I had talked to someone in the news. Like, that's a great idea. You should call our newsroom. So, here we go.
So, Lunchbox, his dream is to get on the local news. It's a dream. I don't know. But here we go.
Newsroom.
This is Jason Gilwell, and I'm calling because I got a great news story for you guys. So, I mean, you know, with gas prices being so high and everybody going, oh, I can't afford gas prices, I did something that's going to inspire the whole, like, community, America. I bought a bike, and I've been riding my bike to work to beat the gas prices.
That's a very good idea. Honestly, more people should do that.
Yeah, and so I thought, you know, you guys come out, interview me, and you show me riding my bike, and you're like, how to beat the gas prices, buy a bike.
Honestly, that's very promising.
So you need my phone number? You want my phone number? It's 2- Are you talking like 100% someone's going to call me, 90%?
I wouldn't put a number on it just because we're not 100% sure. But yeah, I will pass it on.
Awesome. And, I'll be waiting by the phone. I'll tell my wife, I'm going to be on the news. All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, Jason.
Bye.
Okay.
You know, as soon as she hung that up, she went and told somebody, you'll never believe this call I just got.
Uh-huh. Guy named Jason.
And nobody that wants to be on the news or has like a real life news story finishes the call with, I want to be on the news. So I don't think she's going to call you though, buddy.
I hadn't ringed so far. Phone still no voice. Yeah, I cleared out the voicemail, make sure there's room in there just in case I missed it.
But you're standing by the phone just in case.
Standing by the phone. Got it in my pocket. If it rings, get ready.
You should have gave them your Facebook page instead because you're always on Messenger during the show all morning long.
That's true.
You could have answered it there.
That was rude, but I should have done that.
But also, are you back? Because you said you weren't on it.
No, I'm not on it. Still not on it. Hey, I'm still knocking it out of the park over here.
It's not even Lent.
No.
And it's hard. Let me tell you. There's signs on my, nope.
You don't want to go check in with Sally from eighth grade.
Nope. Yeah, can't hit up Jenny and be like, how's it going? What's going on in life?
Good for you, buddy. All right. Thank you, Lunchbox. She loves to watch birds, and she is getting a little better with her words. Here it is. Amy, everybody.
Hey. So I ran across something called a high heel coach, and she teaches walk workshops that help you learn how to walk in your heels in a way that will keep your feet pain-free.
You pay it for that?
Yeah.
You can pay.
She has a whole...
There's no way more than two people pay. I know. And one of them's got to be a relative.
I went to her website, and it looked like there are all these women walking, but she teaches poise and posture in heels, confidence building in heels, balance, so you don't fall, and then tips and techniques to avoid pain.
This would be more like a TikTok video than a subscription to pay for someone to come teach you how to do it. Yeah. I really... It's hard for a guy to understand the pain that women go through when they wear heels or uncomfortable shoes out.
Yes.
It is. Now, at the last CMAs, I wore shoes that were new. And what was cool about the last CMAs, if I'm being honest, totally transparent, a designer company came and said, we want to give you all your clothes. Just wear them. You don't have to tag us. You can if you want, but you don't have to.
That's awesome.
And so they gave me a baller suit.
I need that.
Really expensive. Me too. I couldn't
believe it. Yeah, that's awesome.
First time it's ever happened where they've come out and just said, we're going to give you everything. And so they gave me these really nice shoes, really expensive shoes. And I wore them, and halfway through, my feet were back with tearing. They fit, but my feet hurt so bad that I was like hobbling around. And Caitlin was like, I feel really bad for you. And that's what happens to us a lot of times too.
Yeah.
Because a lot of your nice shoes, you don't wear all the time. So it's not like you're breaking them in.
No, I especially feel it. Like honestly, at any of our iHeart festivals, like iHeart Country or the one in Vegas, it takes a few days to recover after wearing heels both nights and being in them for hours.
I had Band-Aids in the back of my feet for 5 days after because it's ripped the skin off.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You guys ever wear high heels?
Me?
Yeah. Excuse me?
What?
I like trying them on.
What?
No, I haven't. I'm just asking.
Asking for a friend?
Yeah.
Oh, to see how it feels to walk in them.
No, because my feet are too big. I can't fit in anybody's high heels.
Okay. Even as a kid?
I didn't
listen to this guy.
I'm just asking. Yeah, like,
nobody around me in my life had high heels.
Okay.
Yeah, no one in my life had high heels.
All right.
Eddie's like, so you ever try one of his underwear?
No. Just say that.
And if you do, then good for you, buddy.
You ever tried on lipstick?
If that makes you feel good, go for it.
Like my kids sometimes will try my wife's high heels
on. Great.
Just messing around.
I just haven't.
Yeah. Now he's blaming his kids. Oh, it's my kids that do it.
I haven't, no. But if you want to do that, that's great.
Right.
Yeah. As long as you're not hurting kids
or
animals.
If you walked in here in high heels though one day.
It's just a question.
I hear you.
Okay.
I didn't even care. You just asked it all weird.
I just asked.
Hey, guys, give me that. But I felt for you there. But also, I felt pretty good because they gave me clothes for free. It's bizarre. Yeah. That world, where you just get a call going, hey, we'd like to give you this for free, and you don't have to do anything. I'm like, wait, what? It's like now, to be completely transparent, now that I can afford it, it's like stuff comes free. Yeah. It's like, no. I needed it when I couldn't afford
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But now it's like I can, and it comes free. That's why I give so many suits away online as well. I'm like, well, I wore this once or twice. Who can use this suit? Because there's no reason for me to keep it, and you can have it. So I try to give people it for free. It was basically me 5 to 20 years ago, you know? But it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
That's so cool. I just got to
kind of stay whatever level of fame this is. I don't know. But I got to stay here because the free clothes is all
free stuff.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right, Ray, you ready?
Yep. From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he likes wearing the same color clothes, and he's never interviewed Migos. Bobby Bones.
What in earth?
I have never interviewed Migos, and one of them's not alive anymore.
Yeah, got shot,
yeah. Way to bring that up, Ray. That's cool. Here's my Mount Rushmore of sodas, pops, cokes, depending on where you're from. My Mount Rushmore, and in order, by the way. Number one, Mountain Dew. George Washington, Mountain Dew. Number two, Cherry Coke.
Okay.
Oh, I remember that. Cherry Coke was good back then.
I remember. I think it still exists.
There.
I love it.
I haven't had a soda since high school.
I haven't had sodas either. I've like one a year.
I haven't had a Coke.
How Mike D goes and purges himself at Christmas every year. I have like a Coke a year, and this is what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
It does. It just feels so good. Coke at three.
Regular Coke.
Regular Coke at three. And number four, ginger ale. Like the ginger ale, the brand of ginger ale. And I never liked ginger ale growing up, but now I have like a taste for it now.
Really?
And I say that because there was a story that they're getting rid of Sierra Mist.
Yeah, no one buys that.
Isn't that just 7-Up knockoff?
I tell you, here's the thing about Sierra Mist. I didn't hate it, and if it was there, I drank it, and I was like, oh, this is good. But I never would go get it. And I never was like, I got to have a Sierra Mist. But if it was there, I drank it. It's good. But Pepsi is getting rid of Sierra Mist because that was a Sprite competitor.
Yeah.
So it's called Starry. Higher citrus flavors that are true to fruit and more aromatic. I don't even know what that is, but it's in stores now. So if you see Starry, it's like an improved version of Sierra Mist.
Okay.
To try to beat 7-Up.
Sprite and 7-Up?
Yeah, I never liked those, though. If I got to pick, it was never Sprite or 7-Up.
Yeah, it's Diet Coke
or
always.
Diet
Mountain Dew.
No,
the Diet. That aspartame, that whatever that. Yeah. I don't like that.
That's
this
gross.
Is me drinking something Diet, like Diet Coke.
I know.
Where's root beer, man?
Not a big root beer guy, but if it was there, I would drink it.
I'm shocked Dr. Pepper's not in there.
Probably sixth or seventh, but again, if it was there, I would drink it.
What about Big Red?
I really had to be in the mood.
Yeah, okay. That's a...
That was a weird...
That was only with barbecue for
this
me.
This is me drinking Big Red.
It was good when you put in the Suicide ones, like where you did all the flavors, you get a little
But
taste
a Suicide of- wasn't good. It was just novel
was fun.
And funny.
Yeah, you're messing with your friends.
It was not good, though. Otherwise, they would create that drink itself. They couldn't call it the Suicide, but they could...
Yeah, that's right.
But Fanta also, like, if it was there, and I liked it, like orange.
Yeah, orange.
Sometimes I'd get in that... Okay. But Mountain Dew all the way, Cherry Coke number two.
Dude, try a grape one today. Your stomach can't handle
it. Oh, grape. But grape's awesome. I love the grape soda.
Your stomach will not handle it today.
My stomach doesn't handle much.
That's not good.
It doesn't matter soda. My stomach handles very little things anyway, Eddie. That's what's up. Let's get started with the show. Thank you for being here. You guys send us a lot of questions. Some you want to know about things here on the show. Some, it's advice. We open up the mailbag for that.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, whoa, Bobby Bones. I'm curious, what ended up happening with the storage unit that you and Lunchbox bought? Do you plan to buy more? Has Lunchbox given you your cut of the money? And will you ever reveal what else was in the storage unit? Signed, Curious Carolyn. Lunchbox and I went into business together, which may have been one of my big mistakes ever on this show because I've not seen a penny of it yet.
Oh,
I paid for it and haven't seen a penny of it. And he keeps going, I'm going to pay you.
I didn't know you wanted to be paid in installments. I thought you wanted to be paying full with a big check at the end. I thought that was the whole
point.
How
are you getting paid?
eBay sends it to me.
Yeah.
At first, I didn't realize eBay, I needed to set up a bank account. I was waiting for a check in the mail. So I literally had no idea that eBay had changed their policy and they do direct deposit. Scuba had informed me. So I sat there for months also just going, man, the check never came.
Okay, here's the deal. We got online, bought a storage unit.
And we're making some money.
And we got a bunch of shoes out of there and we're selling them on eBay.
Yeah.
There was some stuff in there too that I don't feel comfortable talking about now. Maybe at July, halfway point of this year. Mike, will you note that? We can tell you what else was in it, but it wasn't good, and we don't want to get caught up in anything not good.
Yeah.
So how much do we spend on the unit?
$220.
And the deal was I would pay for it, and then I would get the cut of how much?
50-50.
Okay, and Lunchbox would do the work. Problem is, Lunchbox doesn't like to do work.
No, I like to do work. Now you're wrong about that. See, you disregard my business acumen.
How much money do we have right now?
$400 and something. $422, something like that.
Did I pay for the whole unit or just...
No, you paid for 75%. I paid 25%.
Okay. And so when do I get my money?
Oh, you want... I can bring a check.
I don't want a check. I haven't seen a check since I was like 11. Like Venmo me.
Okay. I thought you wanted...
How many more pair of shoes are there?
Two more pairs.
Are they up?
Not yet. I put a couple up over Christmas and getting bids. So I got to lower the price. And so I'm going to redo them. That was the problem is I put them up and I was like, oh, Christmas time, I put the price too high. I was thinking, boom, these will sell hotcakes.
Do hotcakes sell pretty fast where you're from?
Yeah, you never had hotcakes, man. when you go in the restaurant, oh, sorry, we're out of hotcakes. Oh, man, should have got here at 8.
It's not 1920. I don't really call them hotcakes. okay, I'll tell you what. February 28th,
That's a good day, man.
I want all my money.
All your money?
I want all my. You got two pair of shoes to sell. I want all my money by February 28th. Or, you like your kneecaps?
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Shatter?
No, I was just going to polish them for
you. Oh,
I was
okay. Gonna change okay. All right.
All right. February 28th.
February 28th, I want all my money.
Because I'll be honest, my wife wants those shoes out of the house, too.
Okay.
She's telling me, hey, you going to get rid of these shoes? I'm like, hey,
it's
I'm
been
trying.
Like 6 months.
No, I understand.
I'm going into business with Ray next to do
no.
this.
Because, yeah.
because you don't move.
No. Don't worry. Come this spring, got a great business idea for us.
Okay. You know what? Pardon me if I'm not waiting just on the edge of my seat.
Hey.
I can't get into business with you. This is why.
Here's February 28th. You want your money by? Then on February 29th.
My money by?
Back.
Yeah.
By. Then February 29th, we talk about the new business.
I don't know. Is it a leap year? There's not a February 29th, so I'm in. All right.
March 1st.
Curious Carolyn, gosh. Thank you for your email. You reminded me Lunchbox owes me a lot of money. That's the mailbag. We love when a listener leads us in to Fun Fact Friday. This is AJ from Box Elder, South Dakota.
Huge fan of your show. I have a fun fact for Fun Fact Friday. Did you know if sharks stop swimming, they will die? Anyway, thanks. Huge fan. Keep doing what you're doing. Love you.
Wow.
It has to swim. I guess it's like breathe. I don't know.
Wow. So do they sleep?
Swimming.
They're always swimming? Wow, that's terrible.
Always swimming.
Just keep swimming.
There you go. Almost a sad fact Friday.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's go.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! All right, let's go. I'm going to go to Eddie first. Eddie, what's your fun fact?
Man, I almost don't want to do this because I'm going to tempt people to try it. But don't try this. But armadillo shells, their armor right outside, is bulletproof. In fact, there was a man in Texas who shot an armadillo. It ricocheted off of him, hit him in the jaw, and he went to the hospital. Don't try this.
He die?
But no, I think he's still alive. The man?
Yeah.
Definitely the armadillo is still alive. I think the man's all right.
Armadillos will also jump when you're, so if you're like,
yes.
So don't even drive over them.
Right. Don't try any of those things.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know what? Forget you even know what they are. Eliminate the armadillo from your mind.
Yeah.
Bulletproof shells. Pretty good.
Pretty cool.
I wonder if it's because they were always in Texas and all the, you know, Yosemite Sams had guns.
Barman.
They had to develop it. Yeah. Morgan, what do you have?
If you chill your onions, you won't cry when cutting them. So stick your onion in the freezer for about 15 minutes beforehand, and it will prevent the acid enzymes from working properly, which makes you not cry.
Wow.
Or you can bathe it in ice water if you don't have 15 minutes for the freezer.
You mean cut it while it's in there?
No, like dunk it, make a bowl of ice water and set the onion in there and let it sit for a little bit and then cut
it. So same thing.
Yeah, but it may go faster than 15 minutes, or you can wear goggles.
I hate onions.
Like to eat them?
Hate onions. Yeah. I don't want onions in any. Onions and no peppers. I like fajitas, but I don't like onions or peppers.
Oh my goodness.
That's not a fajita.
Yeah, it's just a piece of chicken.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Here's mine. Researchers say that every inch someone grows above 5 feet takes about a year off their life.
Good news for Ray.
Ray's going to live forever.
Wow.
Yeah!
So the taller you are, obviously. Listen, we're only supposed to get so big.
You have to pump more, right?
You know what? That's a good way to look at it. You got to pump more. That's correct. So every
it's
inch
harder on your heart.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, these 7 foot guys, they don't live that long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because their body going through a lot just to stay up. Amy.
80% of the world's population has never been on an airplane.
Mm. Yeah. That
it's wild
right.
to think about because.
That to me, it's 80 seems high. A world, though, I guess world.
World, not just America, but world. But still, that's so many people. I mean, even around the world that. Haven't maybe even seen the world, but there's been so many flying things in the last couple of weeks that I don't know, just thought it was wild that many people haven't.
Lunchbox.
In just 7 hours, an elephant can produce a pile of poop that weighs the same as one fully grown human. Whoa! That's crazy! In 7 hours, it can poop as much as Ray weighs. That's amazing.
Why do you keep going to Ray?
Or you.
Because I figure he's about the average size for a person.
5'6"? Oh, maybe he's small.
No, this is below average.
Guys, just stop.
We continue going in on Ray. Like, no, man, he's tiny. That guy.
I mean, I'm 5'6". You could have used me as an example.
Well, I didn't want to compare you to a pile of poop, Amy.
Thank you.
Here is a couple other ones that I had as alternates. John Adams argued that people should say Your Highness or Your Majesty when they were talking to the president, but Thomas Jefferson said, shut up, you're mad.
Oh.
The first player ever taken in the NFL draft never played a game because of a contract holdout. Jay Berwanger was taken as the first pick in the NFL draft in 1936, but they refused to pay him the $15,000 salary, so he's like, I'm out until we get it. He never played.
So
first
he
pick ever.
Never played?
Never played ever.
That's wild.
There you go. Fun Fact Friday. There you go.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
Rory McCarty needed some batteries, went to Walmart. The cashier was an 82-year-old man that was like, yeah, I've retired, but now I'm back working about 30 hours a week. And I don't know, just moved by this story. So thought, well, let me try to set up a GoFundMe and see if we can get this guy to retire. $100,000 was the goal. Well, $108,000 was collected. Now, Butch worked, like I said, 30 hours a week, originally had retired, but a lot of his money was spent taking care of his ex-wife's husband before he passed away. Sounds like a good guy.
Dang. Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
I know. Solid heart.
I guess it depends what happened.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So later, he had to go back to work. He's got grandkids and kids that he hasn't hugged in years because he can't afford time off or a trip to Florida.
Can't afford
hugs?
No, they're expensive. He's so broke, he can't even afford a hug.
He would have to fly to Florida and have the time off. And now he gets to do that. It's all because one person needed batteries from Walmart and decided to do something cool. And here's a clip about starting the GoFundMe.
For $108,682.85. Love you, man.
I love you. I appreciate it. I don't say I really deserve it. I just like to talk to people and get along with people.
I like the story a lot.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Because it's two people. It's not like you're dealing with a multimillionaire or a corporation. It's just a guy who saw it and got on TikTok and they wanted to be a part of it. That's really cool. I like it. The 80-year-old man's life has changed.
Yeah.
And now he can afford to go hug at least one of his kids.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Right, that's it. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Easy trivia. The category is animal sounds. Eddie's wearing the tiara.
Yeah,
he's
man.
The champion. You go first. What animal barks?
That's a dog.
Correct. Easy trivia. Morgan, what animal meows?
A cat.
Amy, what animal moos?
A cow.
Lunchbox, what animal oinks?
Pig.
Good job, everybody.
Nice job. Right.
See, it just gets slightly harder each time. It's easy trivia. Lunchbox has got 1 point. Nobody else is on the board, but Eddie's wearing the tiara because he's the champion. And if you miss it, you get boned.
You've been boned.
Ready?
Ready.
Famous relatives. Eddie, you're first.
Okay.
Who is Miley Cyrus's famous dad?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Correct. Morgan, what's the name of Super Mario's brother?
Oh, Luigi.
Correct. Amy, Red Akins is the father of what country star?
Thomas Rhett.
Correct. Lunchbox, who is Lionel Richie's famous adoptive daughter?
Nicole Richie.
Correct.
Woo! That was a hard one, guys.
I don't think so, but...
Okay. Next category, state nicknames.
Oh, no.
Yeah, come on, come on.
Okay.
What is the Aloha state, Eddie?
That is Hawaii.
Correct. Morgan, what's the Empire State?
Oh, New York?
Correct. Amy, what's the Sooner State?
Oklahoma?
Correct. You guys are asking it, answering it with questions at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, because I'm sure. I don't know. I just hear...
What is the Volunteer State? Lunchbox?
Tennessee.
Correct. Next category. Slightly harder. Product mascots. I hope you guys are in your car playing against the morning show right now. Eddie.
Yeah.
What animal is the Trix cereal mascot?
Rabbit.
Correct. Morgan, what kind of hat does Mr. Peanut wear?
A top hat.
Correct. Amy, what kind of animal is the Geico insurance mascot?
A lizard. Chameleon. Lizard? I don't know what. A little green lizard.
I mean, Mike's saying not to give it to you because it is specific.
And, is it called a Geico? A gecko? A lizard?
It's a gecko. I'm going to give that one to you, but it's literally a gecko because it's called Geico.
Geico gecko.
Yes.
I get it now.
Ooh, we gave you...
It's okay. I can.
That's
I
half
don't
a pass.
It.
That's half a pass. What color is the Energizer mascot, Lunchbox? The bunny.
Is he white?
No. You've been boned.
He is not white. Do you guys know?
Pink.
Pink. Yeah.
Oh man.
Lunchbox.
I'm colorblind. That's half pass. Next.
I'll sit out.
No. Mike didn't say you were wrong. He just said he needed more.
Okay.
Lunchbox has been eliminated. Mm-hmm. He just got boned. The next category, last names on 90s television.
Oh, man.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Bye, Morgan.
Eddie, what's the last name of the family on Full House?
Tanners.
Correct. Morgan, what's the last name of the family on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Oh, gosh. Prince. I don't know.
The Prince is...
You know,
you've been booed.
You're going to say it and I'm going to...
It's the Banks. Hillary yes. Banks. Hey, Philip Banks. Amy, you need this to stay in.
I know.
What's the last name of the family on Family Matters?
Winslow.
Correct.
Oh, no.
We're down to two. Let's go. Eddie, which legendary ocean liner went down on her maiden trip in 1912?
Oh, that is the Titanic.
That's correct. The category is history. Oh. Amy, who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Francis Scott Key.
Correct. Eddie, what's the name of the painting by Leonardo da Vinci of a woman with a mysterious smile?
The Mona Lisa.
Correct. Amy, which war did the attack on Pearl Harbor happen?
World... Hold on. 1940... World War II?
Correct.
Wow, you had a 50-50 shot. Though.
Moving quickly, moving quickly. 80 songs. Who sings What's Love Got to Do with It?
Tina Turner.
Correct. Who sings Billie Jean, Amy?
Michael Jackson.
Correct. Eddie, who sings I Want to Dance with Somebody?
Whitney Houston.
Correct. Amy, who sings Like a Virgin?
Madonna.
Correct. Classic Disney. What's the name of the fairy in Peter Pan, Eddie?
Tinkerbell.
Correct. What is Mickey Mouse's pet dog's name, Amy?
Pluto.
Correct. What fruit was used to poison Snow White, Eddie?
That is an apple.
Correct. What did the fairy godmother turn into a carriage for Cinderella?
A pumpkin.
Correct. The category is science. Eddie, what's the name given to molten rock following a volcanic eruption?
Lava.
Correct. 71% of the earth is covered in what, Amy?
Water.
Correct. What's a scientific name for an educated guess? Eddie.
Hypothesis.
Correct. What part of the plant conducts photosynthesis, Amy?
What part of the plant? Conducts photosynthesis? The plant. The leaf?
Correct.
You.
Oh!
Wow, Ray had it queued up.
Ray got busted.
One more round, then we go to speed round between you two.
Oh, my goodness.
Cartoon catchphrases.
Oh,
gosh.
It's what cartoon's catchphrase, Eddie?
The Simpsons.
Yeah, The Simpsons. It says what cartoons. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy. Yabba-dabba-doo!
Scooby-Doo.
You've been
Amy, you rushed it. You rushed it.
I did.
Wow, Eddie, wow. Good job,
dude. That was great. Good guys, win. Come on, come on, come on.
Goodness.
Wow. I don't know.
Oh, absolutely.
What, Amy? I heard a Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Yabba-dabba-doo. Good win, Eddie.
Thank you.
That was a long game, Eddie.
Wow. Master.
Amy, good job.
Thank you.
Easy trivia. Everybody got boned but Eddie.
Uh-huh. All right, that's right.
This is Sarah from Dawsonville, Georgia.
I was just thinking, remember back when Amy's cousin, the psychic, predicted that someone from the show would be leaving in 6 months. And just a thought, has anyone else thought that could be Lunchbox, especially after all the talk of his taxing wave?
Well, Lunchbox has been doing his taxes in this way for 10 years.
Yeah, forever. Yeah.
Longer.
We keep waiting for the feds to kick the door in.
They never do.
Never. So... Yeah, Amy's cousin said that someone will be leaving the show in the next 6 months or so. Amy has a cousin that's a psychic. So I don't know. We're just kind of waiting to see what happens. But we don't know who that is. But on that day of 6 months, if it's nobody, we'll spin the wheel and I'll fire somebody.
Oh, just so we can make it happen.
That's a fun segment. Cool. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. All right, here's a kid named Xander Jackson.
I have a corny corny for Amy. What do you call two birds in love?
Tweetheart. Cute.
That's good. Thank you. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A girl on TikTok said there's a trick that she uses anytime she can't remember someone's name.
I saw this. It's terrible. It's terrible. Well, it's mean. It's stupid. Because I'm not good with names either. Right, Freddie?
Eddie. But
oh,
yeah.
My bad. But see, I still struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead. Tell these guys what she does.
Some people online called it genius. Instead of admitting that she can't remember, she throws out a fake factoid. For example, hey, did you know that it's really hard to say your own name 3 times really fast? And then they try it, and that's how she gets
their name.
That's
like what you do to a four-year-old.
That's
so dumb. Can you imagine being in a business meeting with a client? Hey, man. Hey, say your name 4 times in a row.
Hey, you. Was it Trisha? No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb.
Share with everyone your hack for memorizing people's names.
Well, there's a couple things. One, what I do, a couple things. If I'm with my wife or even Eddie, if we're somewhere, I will introduce them to Eddie. And Eddie knows my move already.
Yep.
And he knows to say, hey, I'm Eddie. Hi. And then they say their name back. He's fishing so I can hear it. Like, that's the real technique. Or you just call him Guy.
What's
hey,
up, man?
Guy.
Hey.
There he is.
What about girl?
The problem is, I would never call somebody girl.
Yeah,
ma'am.
Right.
Ma'am.
Oh, ma'am. Oh, yeah. I don't like that.
The problem is when you spend a lot of time with them and you didn't get their name at first and you never actually get their name. So then you kind of know them, but you still don't know their name. You can never go back and ask.
Oh, man, it's tough.
And so you live your whole life not knowing their name. There's one person I've known for 16 years, still don't know their name.
16 years.
Yeah. We went on vacations together, and I can't catch it.
Oh.
So I'm still waiting for that moment. So it's the whole thing.
Okay, so when you're in,
I'm kidding.
His name's Ahmad.
You know that, right?
Go ahead.
Okay, so you know what an ick is, right?
Yeah, it's when something is so unappealing to you about a person, or that will keep you from wanting to be around them.
So a list of icks was put out. So your relationship might be doomed if you're doing any of these things. But the good news is you can correct it. For example, clapping when an airplane lands. You don't have to do that.
You know what? I'm okay with it if there was some heavy turbulence.
Because
I'm like, oh my God, thank you. I just wanted to live.
Yeah.
Now, if you're just clapping or the end of a movie, and I don't know that either one of those are ick worthy, but they are annoying about people. Okay.
Being rude to servers.
Yeah, that's a big one. I don't like that. I won't be your friend.
Dirty fingernails.
You know, no, because where I come from, people work for a living.
That's right.
Mechanics.
And you have dirt, and you have calloused hands, and you have dirt. I lived in a sawmill town where everybody worked at the sawmill. So not an ick, but that's hey, I felt that. That's awesome. Yeah. Good for you. Now, if you're just disgusting, that's a different story. Yeah.
Chewing and talking with your mouth open.
Nobody does that anymore.
They right? don't?
Not
no,
really.
Very rare.
Really. Okay. That's, go ahead.
Referring to their sports team as we.
All the time. I do that all the time.
Of course.
That's what you do.
Everybody does that if you are a passionate and an awesome person.
Being a know-it-all.
Well, oh. I'm that, so it.
And lastly, wearing socks to bed.
It depends on the temperature of the room. I got like 8 to 9 icks. All right, what else?
Well, George Strait said that he is planning to record a new album. He is currently in the process of narrowing down song choices. So we don't have a release date, but it's just cool to know he's working on a new project.
Yeah, I don't think it's that cool, honestly.
I do.
Because if I go to a George Strait concert, I don't want to hear the new stuff.
No.
And I'm not, if I'm going to go and find George Strait music to listen to, as a fan, I'm not going to go search for the new stuff. And I think it's great for him personally to keep doing music. I don't. I like the old stuff. Great.
He might have another hit in there, though.
Maybe, but I don't want him to play about 3 or 4 new songs at a concert if I'm going. Play the hits.
I think he still will. Yeah.
But it's like, you know, older artists, I really don't care about them making new music. And every once in a while, I'm surprised, and I'm like, well, I was wrong on that one. Mm-hmm. Rascal Flatts did that for a while. They would put out new stuff, and I'll be like, okay.
This is good.
That's good. It's just harder because I think Gary Lavox said it best. He's like, we have to compete with our old stuff that's been around forever and is great. Like, there's only a certain amount of times to play on radio, on wherever. And if you're going to pick one, are you going to pick something new by us or something that's a massive hit? And he's like, you picked the massive hit, obviously. But sometimes they can surprise you. And I hope George Strait does that. But I don't get excited when legendary artists put out new music. Sorry to rain on your parade. What's your name again?
Amy. Okay. I'm Amy, and that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Frank Steele always had dreams to open a pizza restaurant, so he finally did it. Opened it in South Las Vegas, and no one was coming. Business was slow. He's like, what is wrong with my pizza? So he reached out to a food critic on TikTok, and he's like, look, man, will you please come review my food? Because I need people to come in here. So the guy made an order, and he loved the food. Put it on TikTok and said, honest review, great food, great people. It's been jam-packed. They're running out of food every day now.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool that just TikTok or social media in general, if you get on with something positive, because I saw this one. It's a guy, he's young-looking. He's like, it's really good. It's really, and people were like, okay, we're going to go help out. And they liked it too. And they started sharing it. And the next thing you know, it's like a popular place and you just hope it lasts.
Like,
and
it just popped up in your feed?
It did.
That's amazing.
And what's crazy is the owner reached out to one food critic and they wanted thousands of dollars to come do a review. And he's like, I can't pay for a review. So he just reached out to this guy on TikTok. And here's the owner talking about, you know, everything that's happened.
Our phone never stopped ringing. I sold more lemon pepper wings in the last 2 days than I have in the last 4 months. I made more garlic knots yesterday than I've ever made.
Wow.
It's a really good story. Mm-hmm. Again, I like this segment because it's just normal folks making a normal difference, but big things are happening in folks' life because of that.
Yeah,
I love
so
it.
If you're in Vegas, go to Frankincense Pizza.
They can't, they have no more food.
Oh, yeah, he's tired of making those garlic
knots. What about lemon
There's another one. He's like, guys, stop coming. It's me here. I'm on TikTok. Give me a break. I need a day. All right. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons. For your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.